Meghan ready to forgive royal family, claims friend, report. By Victoria Friedman on April 14, 2021. A friend of Meghan has reportedly told media that the Duchess of Sussex is ready to forgive the royal family, while claiming that she did not want to go to Prince Philip's funeral because she doesn't want to be the center of attention. Relations between the woke royals and Britain's first family have been tense since Meghan and her husband Prince Harry's interview with Oprah Winfrey last month, where the couple alleged a royal had made racist remarks and the household failed to give the former television actress mental health support. Ever gracious, Meghan appears to be willing to put all that aside. However, according to an anonymous friend speaking to DailyMail.com, who said that the Duchess is ready to forgive the royal family. The friend told the U.S. arm of the British Daily Mail, Meghan said her main concern right now is supporting Harry. She said she left it up to him as to whether or not she would attend the funeral. They added, Meghan said it's during these times when family should come together, put their differences aside and unite as one. She said this is what Prince Philip would want and that she's willing to forgive and move forward. Prince Harry flew alone from California to England for his grandfather's funeral, due to take place this Saturday, with his wife remaining at home apparently following medical advice. Meghan is expecting her second child with Harry, a girl, in the summer. Following the interview, Queen Elizabeth II made the extraordinary intervention in releasing a public statement effectively suggesting that Meghan was not telling the truth, remarking on the alleged racism that some recollections may vary at the events that the Duchess was describing. Prince William, the second in line to the throne, was blunt in defense of his family, responding to reporters days later during a public event that we are very much not a racist family. Meghan would not name the person who made the alleged remarks. However, Winfrey later told media that she had been informed it was neither the Queen nor Prince Philip. Despite the friend of Meghan claimed that the Duchess had a special bond with Prince Philip and adored him, she went ahead with the interview. While the pair made no criticisms towards the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh, the airing of their serious allegations would nonetheless have been hurtful to them. Harry and Meghan came under criticism in the days and weeks following the interview, notably for, as Nigel Farage called it, Harry's despicable public betrayal of his family. Most of the British public also thought it was inappropriate for the couple to do the tell-all interview, which was aired while Prince Philip was still in hospital, with a majority thinking they should be stripped of their titles. The day after the announcement of Prince Philip's passing, Brexit leader Nigel Farage predicted that if Meghan were to return to the UK for the funeral, the British public would not welcome her back. It was well known that Philip only had a few weeks to live, and yet, despite all of that, they proceeded to do an interview in which they attacked effectively the older members of the royal family. Indeed, they did their best to threaten the very institution itself, Mr. Farage said. Farage added that when people realize that Meghan and Harry went ahead with that interview, regardless, throwing around unjustified allegations, I have a feeling the public opinion, in terms of Meghan and Harry, it's going to go down very, very fast.